This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. Happy Monday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Attitude. That's Chris Partee in for the OG John Lopez.
What up?
And then we got Figgy Fig as usual on the ones and twos. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good. Oh, you talking to me. I'm feeling
good.
Look at
you. He was like,
I'm talking to everybody.
Am I allowed to talk to
you? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good.
Friday messed you up. I didn't talk to you for damn near the whole first segment. And now you're like, oh, I got a segment on.
Oh, he asking how I'm doing. He care about me.
He care about me today, right?
I care about you every day. I want to make that clear. I just wanted to check on you.
Make sure you made it through the weekend all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I made it pretty good.
Did you have to mow the lawn again? Did that take all weekend?
I actually did mow the lawn this weekend, man. I just did the backyard. So my goal is to make sure I keep it low all the time. I don't want to ever let it get high again.
Has Bajani heard your tale of trying to mow your lawn and taking multiple days in order to do so?
I don't think so. So pretty much,
I don't think he can hear you right now either.
Yeah. So long story less long, I had to mow the lawn for like 3 days because I got a trimmer and I let it get too high. And I just got this new trimmer for Father's Day and it only came with one battery. So the battery kept dying. So I had to put a pause on the grass, let it charge up, and then go at it again.
Or you got to get that gas lawnmower, man.
Yeah.
You got to get that gas
lawnmower. Yeah, see, I don't want... So I don't have a garage or anything, and I don't want the gas and all that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
So I just got something small. And plus, I have a smaller yard. So I just wanted to get some electric and just kind of get it out the way.
You want to go that route, get one of them robot lawnmowers, and it'll cut the grass for you while you're right here at work.
I'm about to look that up right now.
We're just making each other's lives better. That's all we do here.
Entrepreneurs here, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, that's what we do. We making new businesses around here. We starting it up around here.
Yeah, making lives better, getting money. Hey, and today in the loop, especially in this first segment, let's talk about making lives better and getting money.
Oh yeah.
As evidenced by the Rockets locking in another young piece. It is Jabari Smith Jr. And he should be here, unless, you know, things go awry, for another 5 years. A five-year extension, $122 million is what he gets. And weigh in on that and everything else. 713-572-4610 is the text line. Also, you can get involved with the program courtesy of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. But... I was very intrigued by this particular move, Chris. the idea that Jabari Smith Jr., who was one of the pieces that the Rockets decided that they absolutely did not want to move off of.
No.
But then them going and doing the additional thing of not just, you know, maybe having him kind of projecting that he'll be in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
But then also signing him to this particular extension. What was your first thought when you saw that Jabari Smith Jr. was getting just a little, you know, 20-something million, 24 million thereabouts a year for the next 5 years?
I mean, it tells me that the Rockets are, like, they're serious. They are going for it. Even though they just brought in KD, obviously you bring in KD, that means, yeah, you see yourself within that championship window, but you also want to keep that young talent happy. You want to keep them in the mix, and this just shows me that they have plans to have Jabari Smith around for a while. I mean, like you said, unless something goes awry, the next 5+ years. Because I think he had, one more year left, right?
Yeah.
On the rookie deal. So, yeah. So, essentially 6 more years, really.
Right. And, I mean, it makes sense. You wanted to, you know, retain the services of Jabari Smith Jr. Tari Eason is one of those guys that I imagine, because both of them are extension eligible, I imagine Tari Eason now becomes the guy that you focus your attention on. For me, it was like, okay, that getting him done is, you know, with an extension was the understandable part. I think the money of it was very intriguing because it struck me very much like the extensions that you saw last year.
Yeah.
The Alperen Şengün,
okay, yeah.
The Jalen Green extensions where they got a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
But if these guys, I mean, you hit it a little bit earlier than I imagine you needed to,
okay,
on some of these. And if these guys pan out in the way that you want, these would be deals. Like these would be,
oh yeah,
almost steals. I don't know what the line of demarcation is in my brain between deal and steal.
Yeah.
I think we know there is a demarcation.
There's a line there.
You can get a deal that's not a steal, but you can't get a steal that's not a deal. You know what I mean? Well, I guess you could get a steal that's not a deal, but that'll get you locked up.
Wordsmithing over here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you understand the weirdness that's in my brain and make sure that we're all on the same level. But it does feel like this is a deal, especially when you look at like the contracts that are comparable. It very much feels like they tried to get in here relatively early, and I kind of love this as it's starting to develop as an MO for Rafael Stone and the Rockets.
It's a smart move because you just said something that jumped out to me. Get in early here. Not wait until he's in his last year to get that deal going, because sometimes you wait too long and the price, obviously, it goes up from there. So, no, this is a big move, smart move for the Rockets. And like you said, Tari Eason probably coming down the pipe here next at some point, because I believe, like you said, he's also eligible, extension eligible as well. So, no, great move for the Rockets. Keep this team together. You know, you just moved on from one of those young pieces in Jalen Green. Don't have to worry about that contract anymore. So now this is a big move for the Rockets, man.
Does this at all, because in a moment I was kind of thinking about this, does this at all feel like a level of allowing or pushing Jabari Smith Jr. into that role? Maybe not specifically that role, but that kind of roster spot, for lack of a better term, that Jalen Green vacates by being traded away, right? Because it felt like when you made those extensions last year, you were making, in some ways, right, because I talk about this, I subscribe to this idea that money serves as a proxy for respect, especially in these leagues, right?
Definitely.
And I mean, and just in life, right?
Just in life.
Yeah, you go to work, you get paid a certain amount.
Exactly.
And if after a few years you ain't gotten a little bit of a pay raise, you're like, what y'all trying to say about
me? You're looking around like, all right, where my money at?
Yeah.
What we doing now?
Do you not believe in me? Do you not like me? Do you not appreciate my work, right?
I know somebody down the street that values me more.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
So I think that serves, money can serve as a proxy for respect at some points. And now you have a Jabari Smith Jr. sliding into, and it's not the same amount of money, mind you, on average annual value, but something kind of similar to what you had previously had with Jalen Green. And so in my thought, I was like, do you at all see this as a level of, like, I don't know if elevation is the right word, but a level of expectation that they have for Jabari and what he does in sliding in, maybe not alongside Alperen Şengün, but into that place where you now have to be a higher level of player in order for this team to be the contender that we want, in order for the pieces to fit right.
I think you're dead on right there, because when a player gets this type of, and you said elevation may not be the word, but I think it is, elevation, whether you want to call it elevation, promotion, whatever, I think we're going to see Jabari Smith move right back into the starting lineup here, because remember, he got hurt this past season. Amin Thompson stepped in and kind of just ran with it from there, and then Jabari was coming off the bench. Still getting his time in, but he was coming off the bench for most of the remainder of the regular season once he got back from injury. So I think you're going to see him step back into the starting lineup along with KD, along with Amin Thompson, along with Fred VanVleet, especially with Dylan Brooks being out of the picture right now. So somebody's got to go into those spots, and obviously Şengün starting at center. So, no, when you pay a guy this type of money, even if it's a steal or a deal, whatever you want to call it, you still expect them to step up and meet the moment, right, and meet their pay, basically, for a lack of a better term. So, no, they are going to expect more from Jabari Smith in this situation moving forward now, with this extension.
Yeah, for sure. And the question that I then have, because this comes in from the 832 on the text line, again, 713-572-4610. No max contract on the books for the Rockets. That's not true if you consider Kevin Durant coming in, obviously. But I understand what you were talking about.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And it proves that they have eyes because, actually, I'll read this verbatim, Figgy, for your benefit. It proves they have eyes because Bari's stock rose up after the playoffs around the league. Now, I will get to like the actual idea of what's happening within that text, but I did want to stop and feel take a little bit of a victory lap and feel vindication because Figgy, along with John Lopez, gave me a whole lot of guff last week for shortening Jabari Smith Jr.'s name to Bari in a text.
Oh, they didn't like that, huh?
As if I was the only one who did this.
No, I didn't give you a lot of pushback, but when he said he mentioned Tari and Bari.
Okay.
And that kind of threw me off. I'm like, Bari, Bari, Bari. And then I'm like, oh, Jabari Smith. Okay. But I'm fine with Bari.
I like the rhyme, though. It's Tari and Bari.
It threw me off for a minute. But that's kind of like.
You wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's kind of like Nick Caserio using somebody's initials for their name.
LD?
LD. Da, 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 da. It was like, who is that?
Darius Henderson. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
That's a little tougher. Because sometimes people use initials and I'm like, wait, who are they talking about?
Yeah, especially in situations where we have not like established in the cultural zeitgeist that there's certain people, especially if you are good enough or if at your job or what have you, where you get to be like either, you know, the mononym, you get to have the one name, or you get to have like, you get to own these initials. Other people have these initials, but you get to own them.
KD. Prime example.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Right? I feel like in sports, a lot of times we get some of these shortening stuff where I'm like, you won't have to help me out. That one doesn't give me as much information as you think.
Yeah,
it does.
Nick Caserio did this. I think he said something like, oh, yeah, you know, JP has been working his butt off. I'm like,
JP who?
Oh, Jared Patterson? Oh, okay, Jared Patterson. He talked about Jared Patterson.
Because that could be Jalen Petrie as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
who are we talking about?
Yeah, but the Bari thing just kind of threw me off for a sec, but I'm good with Bari.
Okay.
I like Bari.
Thank you. So it's just Lopez that was, okay, very good. Lopez was hating, very good.
He wasn't messing with it.
But, like, back to this text again that they said, it proves that they have eyes because Bari Stott rose up after the playoffs around the league. And I do think that Jabari Smith Jr. did show his value, but I don't know. I guess I'll ask this as a question. Like, where are you on Jabari Smith Jr.? Because I think that very much he has continued to be, oh, the upside here remains really interesting. However, and maybe this is unfair to go back to his draft stock because he's been in the league long enough where you just kind of figure out what he is right now. And basketball is really interesting that sometimes a guy can be drafted highly and then ultimately just be like, hey, a solid role player, right?
Yeah.
Top 10 pick and just, hey, that guy's a role player and that's fine. But Jabari Smith Jr. was a number 3 overall pick. And if you look at, as my Nigerians would say, his age mates, the people who he was drafted with, right? You're talking about Paolo Banchero. You're talking about Chet Holmgren, who are in those spaces, like who went 1-2 and then he went 3. You know, how do you feel about him as it relates to like where he actually is right now? Yeah. Not necessarily the upside versus the contract that he was given, the extension, really.
I mean, right now, honestly, I would, I guess, classify Jabari as a...
Don't say the B word.
What?
Don't do that. Were you got to say bust?
No, hell
okay,
no.
Good.
No.
It's been a question that's asked about him, and it feels...
Really?
Like,
it was because he went number 3.
Yes. It was wild.
I can't call him a bust. I mean, because he's a contributing player.
Yes.
On a now definitely a championship contender.
Agreed.
So you can't call him a bust, right? Everybody's not going to come in... I don't think you can call...
I wouldn't call him a bust, but the idea of being a contributor player on a contender, I think there's more context. I'll take you back to the Warriors and when they went, 22?
Yeah,
when you got Andrew Wiggins, a former number 1 overall pick on max money playing as the 4th best player?
Yes, but how long had he been in the league at that point? I think there's a difference there.
Okay, fair.
How long has Jabari been in the league? What, three, four years
Correct.
Now?
Correct, that is right.
So there's a difference. I'm always of the, I guess, my philosophy is... Once a player usually gets to around between year 6, 7, 8, you kind of know who they are. Like, they're not going to me, I don't think players by year 7 and 8 take too many more leaps and bounds as far as even statistics. You don't see a guy in year 8 jump from 18 points a game usually to like 25. You don't see that. You see that in the years when they're actually developing and growing. Like, you saw John Morant increase his points per game in the first 3 years by leaps and bounds.
And then he won a most improved player for where? What a disgusting.
You're still salty over that. But what I'm saying.
That's not what a most improved player is for.
I totally understand you're saying. I get what you're saying there. But no, with Jabari Smith, he's still growing in my opinion. Like right now, I guess you could call him a solid role player. But I still think there's room for him to grow into more of a role like, you know, at some point to have a much bigger role. I think he could get up to somewhere around 18, 19 points a game at some point. Now, maybe not while KD is there. That's going to be tough because you still got Şengün. You got Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
You got Fred VanVleet. Even though he's older, he's not averaging that many points anymore, but you still got guys in there that are going to take opportunities from him.
Well, I actually think that he might actually have more opportunities because as of right now, we'll talk more about this as we go along in the program as today is welcome to the legal tampering period.
Yes.
The National Basketball Association.
We are there.
Yeah, yeah. What does that mean?
Now we can talk to people. Now we can talk to
legally.
People.
Legally. But, I mean, where was I going ultimately? Oh, yeah. I think Jabari also, if you look at this team, how many like spot-up jump shooters do you have on this team right now?
Exactly.
And so it's not even just the idea that like the points that he can score is the ways that he can get it and what you need as a team. So it almost feels like to some degree, this contract was a level of like, hey, these are the expectations that we have for you. This is the role that we're seeing for you. And ultimately, I want to filter all this back into a level of respect for Rafael Stone, because I think when you look at the Jalen Green contract, which obviously at the point where we're like, ooh, this is a little much, but you're kind of seeing the expectation of the growth that you see and a tradable contract, which you saw was indeed tradable and useful in getting Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, which locks him in at a place where now he is, you know, you have him for the next now 4 years under contract on something that's real reasonable, especially if he continues to be that all-star level player that he was and continues to develop even further. And then with Jabari, and you now add again another player who projects to become a bigger impact in you on your team for the contract that is similar to average annual value wise. Nick Claxton, Terry Rozier, John Collins. Do I need to continue? Like, I think that this is a very interesting way of going about it, especially in this new CBA era of the NBA where
all these aprons.
It used to be that in order to re-sign your young players, you kind of go even further and just kind of max them out if they have some level of. It feels like they've done a good job of balancing the pay number and the scale of it while still giving that a feeling of, hey, we're rewarding you for being a young, talented player that we see upside in, but also getting you locked in early enough at a number where we're not going to be having to play as much in those aprons where it gets prohibitive with the ways that the rules have been set up.
I mean, basically, you know, they've set the contracts up to where teams aren't going to be so hamstrung by these young players' contracts for the most part. Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, it doesn't hamstring the teams aren't as hamstrung, like being held back as much.
I think it projects to be that, especially with the way that Rafael Stone is going about giving these contracts. Because again, there's a number of young contracts, and that's one of the difficult parts about being a team that's drafting a lot of young talent and putting them all together is that in order to keep them together, the money is going to get prohibitive, especially once you start, you know, doling out big dollars. And they've managed to do a thing where they're doling out money that I think, again, talking about money as proxy for respect, shows the respect that they have for these players while also giving, you know, cutting off just a little bit from what had previously been the case of like just, oh, this is, we're maxing you out or we're giving you just a crazy amount of money. Not going to those spaces, getting these guys paid. They feel respected. They're stepping into a bigger role, but also allowing there to be enough money to still navigate around. Because again, the way that they did this, I fully expect the Tari Eason deal, extension to be coming, and it does feel like it'll be a relatively reasonable one as well. Which it feels like Rafael Stone, to make a long story less long, like it feels like Rafael Stone is maybe ahead of the curve on this current iteration of the CBA and how to build teams right now, which is what the NBA is trying to figure out all the way around.
Yeah. Stone definitely gets a lot of credit because being a GM in today's NBA, it's not tough. It's a crazy balancing act to put these teams together and, like you said, keep them together. When you're drafting all this young talent, like OKC is going to find this out coming up pretty soon with all the young talent that they've drafted, similar to the Rockets here.
And the funny thing about that is the way that you do that as well is you continue to have draft picks to keep getting young talent, which the Rockets also do. Like, it feels like this, I'm interested to see if the Rockets, and of course, in some ways, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, you know, are, you know, predecessors in some ways, if these are the guys, or the teams rather, at the front lines of this is the MO of how to do things in the new modern NBA.
Well, let's say the Rockets go ahead and win a championship this coming season. Trust me, everyone's going to start copycatting them and OKC. All right, it's going to be the way.
We just hit the legal tampering period, and you're putting the Rockets in the championship. There's still some work to be done, but I like the enthusiasm.
I'm just throwing it out as an example.
I like the enthusiasm. Don't
just
get me wrong.
Throwing it out there as an example.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832 with Jalen Gaughan and KD being older. I think there are more opportunities. Very much so. And there's more things to talk about with the way that the Rockets are being built. We're just getting to what is free agency time now in the NBA. And there's definitely a lot of conversation, a lot of rumors going around. We'll talk about that as we keep going. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about the Astros. Another series win where they will get through the month of June without losing a series. Let's talk more about the weekend that was for the Astros next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.